Podcast.
All right, welcome everybody.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us again today.
Watching and listening once again, as usual, you guys are the best. So, really cool topic today, but you know, just this can go in many different directions, so we're going to try to keep it structured, but, but yeah, so it should be pretty fun and cool today. So, go ahead, Kronk, let them know what today's topic is.
Well, today we are talking about inventions. And also joining us today is our little construction site outside that surprised us this morning. So if you hear some extraneous noise, we apologize for that. They seem to be taking a break right now, so hopefully we're in a good pocket here and we can power through.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's, I mean, I guess it's the perfect pairing right now with a construction vehicle invention.
I know. I mean, we move out of the city and we find more construction. How's that possible?
That's it. So.
Well, I'm so curious to hear, Pat, like what your favorite inventions are.
Yeah. I mean, of course, like overall, I would say electricity, the light bulb, right? Because mm-hmm. that, I mean, because I like video games, watching sports on TV.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, so that's pretty cool. So that, I think overall, like that's like the easy invention that I like, you know? But I mean, we'll talk about this later too, but I love like toasters, like anything that cooks like cool food.
Oh yeah, I like stuff that makes things crispy, like the air fryer.
That
was a great invention because I just, I'll keep things in the oven for forever.
Yeah.
So that air fryer, kudos to them.
I know.
And also all the music-based technology that have come to light. Like, I actually really miss having music be separate from my phone because, like, even now, like, I loved the iPod Shuffle, like, that little, I just love small things.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know if you know this about me, but it's love miniature things.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, the little iPod Shuffle was probably my favorite of all the iPods.
Yeah.
Even though you couldn't see the screen, and, like, I know by ear what the song is, so I don't, like, need the screen to tell me, like, what the song is.
Yeah.
And I just miss, like, the uninterrupted music, because now, with your phone and work email and personal email, like, it's impossible to get a window where you're just listening to music uninterrupted.
I miss the iPod, too. Like, when it was super small. The iPod, I think, the Nano. I don't know if I had the Nano.
The skinny one?
Yeah. But that one was great for working out because mm-hmm. it was just music and you just had it attached to your headphones. And I had, like, a little thing on my arm.
Yeah.
And I could, like, you know, whatever, I'd exercise. And, like, yeah, you're right. That was cool.
Yeah, and then they have the iPod Touch. I don't, there was a word for it, but, you know, it was pretty much like the precursor to the iPhone because then it had games on it, too.
Oh, that's
That
nice,
one was
right?
also fun.
Yeah.
Because then it essentially was like your phone without the phone.
Yeah.
Like, you're just not, you weren't connected. I think you did have email access for on Wi-Fi if you wanted it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I really miss that. I just miss that, just being able to unplug that way.
And that was really, I mean, a lot of the iPod stuff was even before, like, the smartphones came out, you know? Because when the smartphones came out, it had everything, obviously.
You remember, like, the old iPod? It was, like, a big brick, right? Like, just really big, the wheel.
Yeah, the wheel. I forgot about the wheel. Yeah, for the volume and stuff. Instead of clicking a button, you just, like, spin. That was cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the electricity's up there and all that stuff, too. I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, I mean, the recliner for me, mm-hmm. I know it's very simple, but
your
couch
favorite
recliner,
living room accessory, I'd say. No, I'm surprised you're not saying any of your video game consoles. Did you say that already?
Oh, well, I mean, electricity overall, that's like the easy one, but, like, yeah, PlayStation's is cool.
The N64, like,
which
we touched on
last
time.
Our last episode
you know, were you a Nintendo Wii person or not?
No,
really?
I never had the Nintendo Wii.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking of, like, I'm trying to think, because electricity is easy, right? That one's just, like, everyone's benefit. But, like, the recliner to me is awesome, you know? I don't know, whoever invented the pizza stone and the brick oven pizza, I mean.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Whoever discovered that you put bread in a fire and you put sauce
and cheese
on it, and it just, like, it's amazing.
Yeah. So, that's pretty cool to me, you know? But they're not always winners, though. Not all inventions are winners. There are some failures, and one I definitely want to talk about, but I wanted to, before I dive in, because I could talk about this forever.
Yeah.
You got one for me?
about like strange ones or fails?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, I went down a whole rabbit hole with really strange inventions for this episode.
Okay,
and
cool.
I think there's some on here that you're gonna be like, what? So I have a short list for you of some like pretty out there ones. I mean, the first one for me that's like number one, so weird, how does this sell, is the Squatty Potty. Have you heard of this?
Why do I feel like I've heard of it? I don't know. It sounds like something I've heard of.
So I discovered it because we used to do White Elephant at my old job, and someone put a Squatty Potty in for like a White Elephant gift, which is like a horrible.
Wait, you give it to adults?
Yeah, no, this is for adults.
When I heard Squatty Potty, the first thing I thought of was potty training for like kids.
No. No, it's not for children. It's for adults. So
okay,
essentially
come on.
It's like a little lift for your feet.
Yeah.
And you put your feet on it when you're doing a number two, and it's supposed to like help you with constipation and whatever. Like, so strange, right? Like, but like, they're multimillionaires, the people who invented this. It actually came out in 2011, but I don't think it really took off until a couple of years ago. Maybe in the last 5 years, it really took off more, because I see them like in stores now, like, whatever. It's so weird, right? Like, it's a little footstool for your feet while you're taking a poo.
Amazing.
That to me is so strange. I can't believe that people buy it, but people, like, they love it.
It sells.
Not for me.
I mean, if it sells, props to them if it sells, because that's just like, I don't know. I guess it's, I don't know. Does it like optimize your angle of dropping a poo? Like if your feet are lifted up at a certain...
The inventor invented it because his mother suffered from chronic constipation, and that doctor told her, oh, why don't you try putting your feet up on a stool? It should help. And then it did help.
That's actually really smart. I mean, obviously, it's like, it's so weird to think about, but if it does help people, then that's cool.
Also, people in other countries, they squat, you know, to...
Well, yeah, there's some...
I mean, free toilets, right? It's just a hole in the ground.
Yeah, it's a hole in the ground, right.
So you're just squatting, so it's like the angle of...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's too gross to think about.
I did see this one invention. I don't know where I saw it. It was on the internet, obviously. The internet has everything. But this guy had a reclining toilet. It was like
a lazy boy toilet. Oh, that's weird, though.
I know, but you think about it. If someone's constipated, like, you have to like be comfortable to go to the bathroom. I mean, again, I just wanted it as just because I wanted it. I don't need it.
Yeah.
It has leather armrests and stuff. And you can, like,
See,
I don't know.
My issue with that is that it's something's going to get messy up in there. Like, the recliner has too many, like, crevices and things could go flying. And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. Like,
it was a cool idea on paper.
Yeah.
But
you know what it reminds me of? The hole in the seat is your favorite beach game that I think is so silly. Which is the football.
Oh, the QB54?
The football throwing.
Yeah, that game's cool.
Yeah, but guess what? It's not going to be a comfortable seat if it's got a big old hole in it.
But you can
patch over
it.
Great that it's a combo invention, right? Like, it's a seat and it's a beach game.
But you can Velcro over it and it's a regular beach chair.
And guess what? Your booty still falls into it.
But it's a beach chair.
Yeah, but your beach chair has a hole in the middle and your booty's still going to fall into it.
All right, you know what? We're going to have to... That's another episode. We're going to have to do...
Tailgate
games.
To the beach.
We're going to do one about tailgate games as an episode next time, and then we'll debate this.
Actually, we have talked about tailgating a lot, so I feel like
we'll do one about a whole
rabbit hole with tailgating.
It's a really cool game. QB54, look it up. But yeah. Well,
no.
Actually, thank you for this transition, because now we can talk about, you and I talked about this a lot, and we were so giddy about this, but this was an invention that failed.
Okay.
The coolest cooler.
Oh my God. We were ready to give them our money for that sucker.
So
that really was going to be the game-changing tailgate cooler.
So
and beach cooler, for that matter.
Yeah. So those of you that don't know, this was a Kickstarter thing, right? This guy from Oregon invented this coolest cooler. I did a little bit of research on it. I mean, of course, like, we looked it up, like, as soon as we saw it.
We went on their website. We were like, oh, they're back ordered. How do we get one? Like, we were ready to... I mean, it was a ridiculously expensive cooler.
Like,
it was like a $400 cooler.
It was $400, but... All right,
but it had a lot of amenities. Tell me...
So here are the notes from what it had. First of all, this cooler had an ice crushing blender.
See, that's awesome. You can make you can make margs at the beach. That would be
literally
awesome.
Literally on the beach, right? So I had a Bluetooth speaker, obviously, LED lamps, a removable cutting board so you could, you know, cut your limes
cut
up
your limes.
And whatever accessories you want in your drinks. Rechargeable battery, and you could also pair a second speaker to it. So not only can you have one speaker that's from the cooler, there's a feature where you can add a second speaker.
Right, like an auxiliary.
You can two speakers. So like the debate over what music you want to play at the beach is gone because you could have two speakers. And there's a bunch of other stuff.
Or you can make it even louder, right? I guess that's also
you can make one speaker louder.
Amplify your music even louder.
That's true. You could and bring the same song to places. But at any rate, this coolest cooler raised over $13 million on Kickstarter.
Oh my god!
But again, I think the big problem is it had so much functionality, it had so many features, and there's stuff on this list that I forgot that it had. Like
other
stuff.
It had a whole laundry list of amenities, which is why it was like, oh my god,
everyone
this
wanted
is
it.
The cool, literally the coolest cooler that I've ever heard of, and also just, but then they didn't think through the manufacturing side of things because. Yeah. It just delays, back ordered.
But here's what drives me nuts is that some people did get one.
No,
some
really?
Some people did get it, yeah, because some people got it because, you know, the guy had to work with like the Oregon. The guy was from Oregon.
Okay.
He had to work through like the state of Oregon's like, you know, best business practices and like, you know, meeting orders and all that stuff.
Mm.
So some people actually got this coolest. So like probably people who with Dell who bought it early, who got on the wait list.
Yeah, I think people who were on the list early
got it.
But then as he started to, like, the mass manufacturing part of
it's too difficult.
Like, everything fell apart because whatever happened to it? I don't hear anything about it.
No, I think they seized operations of the company and they gave money back to people who put down deposits because we were like,
shit.
Let's put a deposit down. Like, how can we get on the wait list? Because we were like,
thank God we didn't.
We love the beach. We're like, this guy's awesome. Like, especially for you, a blender with your cooler for the beach.
And you love things that serve more than one purpose.
Oh, big time.
Like,
yeah.
And like my cousin and her now fiance gave us an awesome cooler as a wedding gift, which is the, I don't know.
It's an igloo.
It's an igloo cooler that has wheels and it has a tray. It has an umbrella stand. It's got a sunglass holder. It's got everything. So that is a very good replacement.
The cool thing about this though is that now every cooler has to have other stuff because, like, you know, they have like the bottle openers built on the sides, which is easy. That's an easy like metal piece that you add. But a lot of them now. They want like additional trays you can pop out and attach, like you said, holding the umbrellas, all that stuff. I'm just pissed because I want this product to exist so bad and I want it to succeed. So that's the tragic thing about some inventions is like some people have the best inventions in their head and it just doesn't take, which is a bummer. But this was one where you call it a fail, but it had it had so much potential.
I mean, it did. You raised $13 million and people were signing up for wait lists. Like, they could have, if they just figured out the manufacturing part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, truly, I think in a situation like that, they're offering too much. They're trying to do too much. Like, yes, it's all great ideas and everything, but, you know, you can take the cutting board off it. You can, you know, like, think about all the little pieces you had to put together just to package one item and send it off.
Yeah, I guess what they could have done maybe is like...
Overpromising.
Yeah, I guess what they maybe could have done is have the cooler and then you have the option to add stuff on versus having to physically manufacture it right away. And then
that would have been smart.
Customers come back and they can add features on, but
just charge extra money.
But just like think about like 20, 30 years from now, like beach coolers, how sick are they going to be?
Dang. I don't even know.
This stuff is definitely going to take eventually.
It is. And you know what? If it's not, unless they have a patent for it, like someone else is going to swoop through and do it better.
Yeah.
Probably, you know.
I mean, there's only so much stuff they can protect. Like, if people want to put a Bluetooth speaker inside of their cooler, they're allowed to do that.
Yeah,
there's
if they
want
to attach
them.
A blender and have it be battery powered, that's up to them.
That's sick.
Right.
And then I saw one cooler that had like a grilling option, you know?
Wait. I thought it was that one.
I don't know.
I think it was that one.
So was it
a grilling option on that one?
I didn't see that when I did the initial internet research, but there's like I said, there's going to be other coolers that are going to have shit like that, you know? So I don't know. That was a fail, but I'm just pissed that one failed because that was such a sick idea.
I know. Well, good luck keeping your cooler cold if you have a grill on top.
Well, the thing is, which is great about it is the cooler, you can just plug it in. This thing has power for your speakers. It has power for the blender you use. And of course, like, I'm assuming it'd be an electric grill at that point.
Well, no, I thought it had to be battery powered because you're at the beach. Where are you going to plug it in?
No, but I'm saying the battery, you could just recharge. You could plug in the battery.
Right. Yeah. Lithium, no, I'm just lithium. Talking about like temperature wise, like you have a hot plate essentially on top of a cooler made of plastic and also like trying to keep stuff cold. Like how good luck this keeping that stuff like insulated and cold.
This is the bummer because these dudes and ladies figured this out. They invent this stuff, you know, so someone, they figured it out. I mean, obviously, maybe it might have been like an attachment that you can take out of it and then start it, and then you just keep it separate. Because like you're saying is correct. Like, you don't want to be have your cheeseburgers and hot dogs like melt the ice for your drinks.
Well, that's exactly it. And if the surface is the piece that's on top, unless it like has a little kickstand and goes off to the side or something, like literally all this heat is funneling down into the cold box that you're trying to keep stuff cold in.
I assume it was detached so that it wouldn't do that, but eventually it's going to happen. Like your cooler's going to be able to, in 20, 30 years from now, going to be able to do whatever you want it to do at the beach.
Well, what else would you want it to do? Like if you could design a cooler, like
This would be more for like a, I don't know. I mean, obviously, like having a TV pop out if you want to like watch a movie on the beach or something like that.
God. Or have like you're a projector. You're at the beach. Why do you need a movie? You're at the beach.
Like, if you're there the whole day. If you're there the whole day and you come in, you swim for a little bit, you want to watch, you know.
We always have this debate.
Yeah.
Always.
I'm just saying, like, a projector pops out of it at night, you know, and you're on the beach.
The beach. That is your landscape. That is your eye candy. Why do you need TV there?
But people read at the beach, and you're just staring. You're staring at a page in books. I mean, you know,
but I'm not still making a imagination reading, but based. You're reading, but you're still using your imagination.
Yeah.
Because you always talk about like your future, our future home, what like a dream backyard would look like, and you always say you want an outdoor TV, and I'm like, no, please, no. Because to me, outside is like a sanctuary where there is no TV.
Yeah.
And I just don't need it outside, because outside to me is all I need.
Well, no, you're right. Like, and for the most part, yes. Like, you're at the beach, you're swimming and all that stuff. Like, you're not gonna be even near it. But I'm just saying, like, you're there for like 5-6 hours, you know? I mean, people listen to the radio, they listen to games on the radio, and they listen to other programs on the radio. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, for me, I think I would want my cooler to make, like, crushed ice. If I could, like, the same way you have it in, like, those fridges at home, where you get water, you get regular ice, you get crushed ice, that, to me, would be amazing, because all the ice is in the cooler keeping the drinks cold, but sometimes you just want like additional ice for your drink.
Fresh ice.
You don't necessarily want the ice that like everybody has touched.
Eventually, I think our grandkids are probably gonna have that feature on their coolers.
I hope so.
They're gonna go, just push this button and then someone's gonna invent it, so I don't
know. Maybe even as soon as our kids will have crushed ice on the beach from their cooler.
That'd be cool. I mean, clearly people are, it's great. I mean, it's the invention stuff is great, so.
Yeah.
Props to you guys. Just keep thinking creative and think out of the box.
You're also very creative. I feel like you would make a good inventor. Like, you come up with good concoctions. I think we would invent something pretty cool.
Well, the problem is, I would be good in a company if I tell them my ideas, but like, I could never build it. You know?
You need the engineer.
I could never think
someone
of like,
to execute
this,
it.
I could never think of like this problem, this gear and all that stuff. Like, I could never think of that, but like, I would be a good idea guy in a company, you know, for sure. I could be like, oh, can it do this? And they'd be like, oh, I don't know. But then like, I don't know. It would be tough for me to like talk to an engineer and be like, oh, you know, just cover this, but I don't know. But yeah, I do have ideas for days.
Yeah.
I'm never short on ideas.
I think we both have good ideas, and we just need to team up with, you know, someone to execute it for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you have any other strange ones?
I had a couple of like smaller ones that are pretty weird.
Okay.
Well, or just like odd. So I went down this whole vine, like I told you. And they have like baby onesies that have like Swiffers on the bottom So, like, as the baby's crawling, they're getting, like, dust off the floor.
That's actually really smart.
No. Poor baby. Yeah, but... That's weird.
Well, the only thing is if it's on their... Well, I guess if it's on, like, their feet and their legs. I wouldn't want it near their hands, like, or their arms. Because like they're going to touch their face.
Forearms and then, like, the belly. And then, you know, essentially, they just, like, attach those, like... you know, Swiffer things, but like, you know, the longer ones with like the noodles kind of on the end. So it's essentially like a dry mop, but on a baby onesie. I mean, I did laugh when I saw it, but I was like, also like, aw.
You don't want the babies to get dust in their face the whole time though.
I mean, it's the same issue as Roomba because it's not going to go to all the places you need it to go. So it's kind of silly.
They're getting better. The Roombas are getting better, but...
Yeah,
but,
probably.
But you know, I would much rather have a Roomba than rely on my baby to
my God, wipe right?
it up. It is a funny thought. It's funny.
It made me laugh. I will admit, it made me laugh. It was right up there with the flask tie.
Oh, I've seen that.
Also makes me laugh. Right?
That's a brilliant idea.
I mean, I think they have equivalents for women.
Probably just like booze necklaces or something like that. I'm sure.
Yeah, something like that, but not. And a tie,
a tie is easy to hide, though. That's pretty much easier to hide.
Yeah, but don't you think, like, gravity would be, like, a dead giveaway? Because, like, it would bulge at the bottom if there was stuff in it.
The thing is, if it's a flask, and it depends on how big the bag is. Like, I'm assuming it's, like, a plastic lining bag.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure, like, there's probably bras that have flasks, you know?
Oh, my God. With, like, a little... Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, I mean...
If that doesn't exist, you just invented something. Because
it
gives
you some
somewhere. Lift, gives you some additional, like, oomph, if you got liquid in there, essentially, you know, right?
Booby booze, you know, and just have some booby booze on standby. It's not a bad deal. You have a bra, you have, like,
with a little,
it would attach to your
with
bra.
With a little straw.
Yeah, you just, like, it's like an antenna. You just stretch it up, you know, just... But everyone thinks you're going to be breastfeeding yourself, but, you know.
I mean, no. You're not doing that. There's, like, additional liquid in it, but that's... Yeah. If that doesn't exist, you're on to something there.
Well,
because
like I said...
the ladies aren't wearing the ties unless they want to be wearing a tie.
Unless they
want to
wear ties, which, right? You know. But, I don't know. I think that's... And that's a good place. Because the other thing is, that's more storage because you got to have the straps in the back. So you literally have, like...
Well, they make those for hiking. So, like,
oh, yeah,
you're on...
The
camelbacks, right? Yeah. It's like the
That's
couch.
Another good invention, too. That's a great invention.
That's a great invention. And just for people going on long hikes. I wonder how cold it keeps the water, though, because I feel like your body heat would... I'm sure it's insulated, but I'm just curious. I never use one.
I think it keeps water cold for hours, I imagine.
Yeah, I would imagine that they've worked on the technology for that.
Because those cooler... The ice lasts forever in those coolers that we have.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Yeah, yeah, and then so the last one that I think you would like is LED slippers. So it's slippers that have little LED lights on the end.
Wait.
So that way when you're walking around the house, like let's say at night, you have like, you know, it's lit. Right?
That's pretty cool.
Wouldn't that be a pat?
I think that's probably good for
purchase.
Older people too. If they need to like see where they are, if they have trouble seeing at night, that's probably smart. That's good for hikers too. Actually, just have.
I feel
like
that would be good
boots.
For my dad too.
Anyone who's a night owl, like I think hiking at night or campers,
or even just like going to the bathroom at night.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't want to turn the lights to wake up your family members or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah. Wow, Pat. Bra flask. That's genius if that
Booby
doesn't exist.
Booby booze. Patent it.
It's yours.
I came up with it.
You better, right after this, we finish recording, you better go on to the copyright and patent website.
I know. Well, I'm happy to give people a cut if they can build it for me because I just have the idea, so I just need
That's
people
true.
To build.
I love so, it.
Yeah.
I love it. I don't know if I'd use it, but maybe every once in a while.
Yeah. So.
I'm not a flask person. Shocker.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I'm not really either. I mean, I guess if it's certain brands of tequila, if it's smooth tequila, I can do a flask.
You'd put tequila in a flask?
Well, not all of them. Some of them I would die off of, but...
Oh.
But there's some smooth... Grey Goose I would drink
right.
out of a flask.
I almost would just rather
Captain
put, like,
Morgan's
a mixed
solid.
Beverage. Like, I'm not big into just, like, drinking it straight up.
I mean, what about a frozen margarita out of a backpack for you?
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Margarita
in my bra. Margarita in my bra.
Yeah.
Awesome. Call it a day.
It's a Booby Booze brand. It's margarita.
And then you should also create like bathing suits that have it. So that way, as you're like floating along the lazy river, you don't have to have a cup in your hand. You can just be sipping from
it's
your...
It's going to look so weird. Is he drinking booze out of his butt right now?
For men, it won't really work. But for the ladies, it'll work fine. It'll just look like a bathing suit.
The booby power comes back again, as we discussed in previous episodes.
Oh, here we go.
The booby power resurfaces, you see? But at any rate...
You can just make a tie, but that's for the beach or something. I don't know.
A beach tie? All right.
Beach tie.
Could be stylish, depending on... Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get a weird-ass tan line, but, you'll figure something out.
It'll probably have to be like a booze hat or something.
It'll just have to be like a pocket or something. Yeah. Like a little pocket. Yeah. A little pouch that can go into your bathing suit pocket.
Well, if you have like a wetsuit... Like an Iron Man like wetsuit. You can have like a 30 pack inside your wetsuit, you know?
Oh, God.
See, I can go for days on this.
I know. We're going off the rails.
I need a job where I just pitch crazy ideas to people who are like, who can build this stuff.
I know.
But yeah.
Adventures out there, reach out to Pat. He's got lots of ideas.
But this is actually another good transition that we've accidentally fell upon.
Okay.
Because now our game today. Yeah. Right, we're talking about like accidental inventions for our game.
Well, fun facts, right? So we're doing trivia as our game today, and it's just like fun facts as it relates to inventors and their inventions, right?
Right, and not noisy construction vehicles that are currently shaking
Sorry
and rattling.
About that, guys.
It's okay.
Powering through.
Hopefully, they get done soon. All right, so for this segment. So basically, we have A, B, and C, and D options, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Multiple choice.
Okay, so do you want to go first?
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I have a female inventor from the late 1800s. Her name was Margaret A. Wilcox, and she invented the earliest car heater. So my question to you is, what of these other inventions did not come to fruition? So they should have, but they didn't, right?
Okay.
So is it a chest hair trimmer? Is it a diaper changer? Is it a washing machine that washes your clothes and your dishes at the same time? Or is it a mechanism that folds your clean clothes?
Okay, so I have to figure out which... So only one of those four options doesn't exist.
Only one of those four options was an invention that she created that did not happen.
So three out of these four inventions by her, which is pretty cool actually. She's got three out of four of these.
No. I think you're misunderstanding.
Go ahead.
It's just one is one that she invented that just never came to light. So which one is it?
And the three others are fillers that you made?
I can't confirm or deny that.
Damn. Right, I'm not going to get this right,
obviously. You have to sniff it out.
I would say the one that never came to fruition, which I think sounds extremely difficult based on my previous secret that I revealed to you about babies changing diapers.
Okay.
I have to go with that. The machine that changes your baby's diaper for you is probably difficult to have to take.
So that is incorrect.
Damn.
But you were lucky because we did not place stakes on this trivia.
I would have gotten smoked.
So actually, it's the washing machine that washes your clothes and your dishes at the same time. She invented it, but it never took. It never took. But how genius would that be?
Oh, I mean,
that'd be awesome. At the end of the day, you throw everything into one mechanism, dishes, clothes, boop. I don't know how you do it, but figure, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's assuming you have... You'd have to have your laundry right next to your kitchen, which is not always ideal.
True.
So that'd be a geography problem. But
a washing machine that was sort of a square instead of a circle, because like the bottom would have to be a rack for the dishes.
You know what places could use that big time is probably like hotels and stuff. I mean, they have to do all their staff laundry and any other excess kitchen stuff, I guess. Like,
but even in like your household, like at the end of your day. You just, everything is all in one place. Like,
yeah, I mean, the only issue is you have to bring your dishes to this device. But yeah, I mean, you know, but yeah, it's good in theory.
Would've
it's
been
a good
awesome.
Idea in theory.
Dang.
So, I'm so glad we didn't play stakes on this.
Oh, you are so lucky.
That was tough.
I guess I threw you some curveballs there.
Say again?
I guess I threw you some curveballs.
But that's what you're supposed to do.
Good. Yeah.
That's the unwritten code that we have. We have to throw curveballs at each other.
Right. Because we're competitive.
Which is totally fine.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do you got for me?
All right, cool. This is a pretty cool one. Another great invention from me. I know you're not big on this, but you know I love microwaves.
Oh, I do. I know you love the microwave.
Because I'm all about simple and easy.
Yeah.
And you're a purist with cooking and all that stuff too. So which I love too. Don't worry. I love that about you. All right. So
funny.
So this story revolves around Raytheon and a radar engineer.
Okay.
And the accidental discovery of microwave technology, hence which spawned the microwave.
Interesting. Okay.
It was in the 40s. So this radar engineer at Raytheon was walking by, you know, one of these engines he was built. I think it was, I'm going to get this wrong, but you know, something that Raytheon was building that had certain like radiation that was emitting off of it or whatever. So he's working on this thing, you know, at his workstation or whatever, and one of these four items melted because of the close proximity that it had to this particular radar.
Okay.
So is it A, bowl of ice cream, B, cough drop, C, ham and cheese sandwich, or D, a candy bar? So basically you have to pick which of these four melted or cooked
by the engineer's
workstation. One of these four that spawned the discovery of microwave technology.
Yeah, maybe it's the candy bar. I'm gonna go with candy bar. I got it?
Nailed it. Oh. I mean, that's a really cool one.
Dang.
So the guy had a chocolate bar in his pocket. So he's working by this radar engine or whatever.
Oh.
I totally botched that. Something like that. Something that Raytheon was making. Radar engine technology. So he was working by the station. He noticed that his pocket was wet. So he looks in. I think it's a peanut butter chocolate bar or something like that.
Mm.
Which is kind of a bummer that it melted, but you know, it's the start of the microwave.
Sparked an idea, so not a bummer for him,
just
probably.
Just buy another candy bar, right, exactly. So,
right.
Damn, I was really hoping, that the cough drop, I knew that the ice cream bowl was a stretch. I knew that one, that was probably not.
Right, like ice cream's gonna melt on its own anyway, so I knew that wasn't the answer.
I was thinking, maybe it melted quicker than he expected.
I almost did the sandwich. That was a curveball one.
Because
like the melty cheese. That would have been like right up your alley too, because that's your favorite thing.
I was hoping like the lunchbox get up in the 1940s was like the guy bringing his lunch to work, his ham and cheese melted.
Yeah.
Or like it melted his cheese. He would, you know. That's like, what I was hoping, grilled cheese.
Melted cheese.
Oh, man.
Well, you got off so easy.
Thank God.
I won. You lost.
No,
here we are with no stakes.
But guess what? America wins because I just invented booby boos, okay? Everyone in America wins today. We're all winners today.
Okay. You got to check that no one else has invented
margaritas.
Somebody else might have beat you to it.
You know how many women are going to be happy that I came up with the idea of drinking margaritas out of their bras? Everyone's going to be happy. Everyone wins today. Except you, Kronk. You know, you don't get to punish me.
I don't get to punish you, but I'll find other ways.
Yeah,
to
you
punish
probably
you.
Will. Let's be honest, you will. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for going down our invention rabbit hole with us today.
And shout out to our special guest, the construction vehicles outside.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Great job making noise.
Thanks, guys and gals, working outside. Hopefully no construction for next week's episode, but we'll have to
we'll figure it out.
Time it better.
Yeah, it's okay. We just wanted to film this. We were ready to go, so.
Got to. Right.
So.
All right, tune in next week.
Thanks, everyone, for listening and watching. You take care.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.